Look, I haven't read much about anything in the last 2 weeks.
And so from the tummy feeling?
My gut feel would be I think people need to relax and start actually calming down and stop overreacting a little bit.
How can London deal with the terrorist threat, and what do you think is the reason for it?
I'm sure there are a lot of reasons for it, but I think, you know, at the end of the day, if people treated everybody like they'd like to be treated, some of this might not happen. And then London and Australia and I suppose the US all need to have a really good look at what they've, you know, been doing to the rest of the world.
So you think it's in context with
Iraq?
What happens in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Oh, look, you can't sit there and say that that's not going to be a contributing factor to it.
That was in the press for a long time that, it's Al-Qaeda, but it has got nothing to do with Iraq.
Oh,
and I don't believe that.
No, I don't believe that either. I think you can't sit there and think that, you know, the two are synonymous. So what do you do?
What would you see as solutions to...
Bring women into power.
Yay!
I think women tend to be a little bit more sympathetic rather than what some of the men have gone off and done, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, people have justified, you know, a lot in the name of, you know, democracy, but yet what is democracy? Can somebody, you know, acknowledge that? Because I'm sure if you drill down into, the, you know, places like America, England and Australia, what is pure democracy, you know? And what they tend to forget is it's taken us hundreds of years to get to democracy in these other countries that, you know, they've overthrown their dictators or other, you know, governments. It's going to take a long time for democracy to build up. We've taken, you know, 200-300 years plus, some in some cases, you know, thousands to get to where we are. So, yeah.